Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Published Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am thrilled because with me I have Sherry Yantas. And Sherry, I'm so pleased you're with us today. And I would love if you could start by sharing a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose and what you're doing in life as a contribution these days.
Sure. Thank you, Vicki. I'm excited to be here too. I really came to my passion through a windy road, like probably most people, but I came from a childhood that I will call rich in life lessons. I dealt with an alcoholic parent, and my parents were divorced. I had blended family with a stepfather and some stepsisters. I have one biological brother. I was in a couple relationships, and I've been divorced and had physical and emotional abuse and all kinds of good stuff like that. And I have always managed to move forward and be successful and happy and look at the bright side. There are others who can't seem to do that, and they get stuck. And I've spent more than 20 years in corporate America working in the HR arena, and the best part of my job was helping people, coaching, mentoring, developing, helping others to succeed. And that's where I found my inspiration and my happiness, was watching others be able to overcome difficulties, to follow their dreams. And so I left the corporate world so that I can help people live their dreams and they can find their authentic happiness and success. So right now I have my own business, of course, and I'm a personal success coach and a speaker who helps people find the confidence and the courage to take charge of their own life and create their authentic happiness and success.
Oh, that's such a beautiful contribution, especially after the background that you've had, because you can really get in sync and have a great understanding of what others are going through. Tell me, Sherry, how do you hope to really inspire others? What do you hope is the outcome for others through this great work that you're doing?
Yeah, I want everyone to realize that they're talented, they're wonderful, they're unique, and that they can be anything they want. They don't have to live by everyone else's rules or anybody else's expectations. They get to choose what they want to be. And so I'm really working to inspire everybody to be their true self, to live their authentic life and not really care about necessarily society's rules or what they've been taught, but to live to what's true to them.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So it's really living a life of authenticity with tremendous respect with that and authenticity going inward toward yourself before you place that outward to others, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell me, what are some of the most powerful ways that you've become inspired, especially around your career and in your personal life? What has really moved you?
I think, there's been so many, Vicki, it's just really hard to pick a few, but if I had to wrap my arms around them, there are so many times when people would come to talk to me and they would just spill their heart and we would get done and they would have a whole new perspective, and then they would come back later and say, wow, you've changed my life, or you've helped me realize. As a mom raising my kids, my daughter is now an adult, and her kids, or her friends, all came to me when they were kids, when they didn't know where to turn or they didn't feel they could talk to their own parents for one reason or another. And today, many of them still call me mom. I always say I have a million kids. Thank goodness I only gave birth to two. But, it's really the inspiration of, and so many times people have said to me, how could you have been through so much and be so happy and successful and passionate? Well, you can't let that stuff get you down. You have to figure out how to succeed in spite or because of it.
Yeah, no question. And you've done such a beautiful job of that. And as you said, not everybody really makes that happen. What are the most powerful ways that inspire you or that you become inspired?
I spend a lot of time talking with people and really working with my clients and companies. Inspires me when I hear other people's story. And when I need to have a little time out from that, spending time with kids and just playing And you really get a new perspective on life when you just see life through a child's eyes.
Yeah, that it's really magical, isn't it? Really magical.
It really is.
So how do you spark your creativity? Because you came out of a corporate world. I did too. I was actually a corporate coach and working with a lot of HR departments for years all over the world, like 30 years. So we have a huge commonality there. And I know when you have an affinity for HR, human resources, and the idea of what they provide, which to me is the most important thing that happens within a company, is their human resources. You know, it's very interesting, the affinity that you develop both for that department within a corporation and then all the people extended from there working for the corporation and doing that work to be able to recruit them and so forth. So I was wondering, after having that experience and then creating your own coaching business, which, you know, is really quite something to do, what sparks your creativity around that?
A lot of times it's taking time out and just reflecting and listening and just listening to the silence. And I get a lot of creativity that way. I, as I'm sure you do, still have tons of contacts in the corporate world. So it's kind of fun and unique to be outside and listen in. And you remember being in the corporate world and thinking, oh, Lord, I remember dealing with that every day or whatever. And it really gives you a different insight. I'm a continuous learner, so reading and listening to others speak, and there's so much inspiration everywhere you look. It's just, I'm inspired every day by every little thing, you know. It's spending time talking with people, friends, acquaintances, you know, new people I meet at the grocery store, my clients. Everybody just has something that's inspiring about them.
So what's the biggest idea that has come from being inspired, from inspiration?
Helping people be able to find their genius is what I call it. Being able to lead people to say, I am unique. I do have something special. I think so many people, especially with the way our school systems are set up, you know, you have average and above average. People are just led to believe they're average. They're just another this or another that, and another accountant, another HR person, another mom, another dad, you know, and really everybody has a genius. And once they find it and they have that aha moment, their life catapults into something magical. And so I've created a program of finding your genius. And, you know, starting my own company, of course, came from the inspiration to do these things and watching people transform. And it's just, it's wonderful.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So what has impacted you through your inspiration for your own personal life and for your business? How does that look, say, as you were going through starting it and now how it looks? How has inspiration guided you there?
Oh, gosh, as you know, Vicki, it's so hard to leave the corporate world and the security of that and say, I'm going to start my own company. And, you know, it goes back to that, you know, other people's rules and living by society's rules. Everybody looks at you like you're crazy. What are you thinking? You're leaving a great job, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So really having to hold on to that inspiration, tell yourself, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing the right thing. So, you know, and now I get to do what I love. I get to do the piece of my corporate job that I loved doing, and I get to inspire others as well as live my own authentic life that is what fills me with happiness and success. And I think when you're doing that, it really overflows into every other part of your life. You know, my kids are happier. My home is a happier place. It just, it's so much fun. But it really is so important when you make a big leap and other people are telling you you're nuts and you should go back to the corporate world, to really be able to hang on to that inspiration, that faith, and have somebody or people, a support system that will help you through that.
Yeah, no question. That's so important. So for those that are going through that very time in their life, do you have a couple of tips that maybe you would be able to extend about how you got through it and what you relied on to get from where you were to where you are now?
Absolutely. You know, my biggest tip for people is, one, you have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you are healthy and you can't burn the candle at both ends, so you have to take time out for yourself. Keep your inspiration in front of you, whether that's writing on your mirror in the bathroom so you see it every morning when you brush your teeth and every night when you brush your teeth. But before you make that leap, spend the time to think about what it is you really want. Have a game plan. I tell people, think about who you really are, what that means to you, evaluate where your life is today and where you want it, and create your map to get there. There's a free e-course on my website called Surviving to Thriving that kind of walks people through that process. And again, I think the most important thing is keep your goal in front of you and talk to yourself like you're there. The other thing that's critical to your success is to have at least one support person, somebody who will support you emotionally more than anything else, to say, you can do this, you're right, and you do that for yourself, but to have somebody that you can just talk to when you get down, who can say, you got this, you got this.
That is so great. And, you know, I have certainly found that for myself and for others that I've either coached or that I've been in contact with, sometimes finding out what that thing is that you're meant to do, you know, that really gives you the kind of happiness that you've found and that I found, you know, in my contribution and work. Tell me a few tips about how you get people centered around finding what that is for themselves.
We do a lot of work around talking about what lights people's fire, what makes them feel the passion. I always love it when somebody says, you know, oh, I have a passion around cooking. And, well, there's nothing I can do with that. Well, there's something you can do with everything. So let's talk about what that is. You know, and really helping people discover and think about what it is that, not only what it is that turns them on and gets them going and lights their fire, but what is it that they do that they can't stand? What are those things in their job, in their life, that are really dragging them down? Because we all have them, and we might not realize them. But when you engage people in this process of really picking apart what's inside them, they have beautiful aha moments, and they can see a different path, and they can, it's almost like, you know, getting through the forest and seeing the meadows. It helps them see and look at things a little differently. So helping people to reframe what they already see. And so when they're spending that time, we talk about it and talk about maybe how they're going to do this. The other thing we spend a lot of time on is talking about how you get past the naysayers. And we all have that inner naysayer. So I'm sure you had it when you left the corporate world. I had it, the little inside voice that's saying, what are you doing?
Yes.
Who do you think you are? And so we talk about that inner, you know, naysayer and that frightened little teenager that's saying, you can't do this. Mom and Dad won't like this. So getting through that piece of it also is a big hurdle for people. And once they can get past and put that in a different light, it really helps them run forward rather than walk.
You know, Sherry, I find that I love living in the inspired, creative arena, but we all know that in order to make business happen, you also have to get down to some of the more concrete things that sometimes aren't quite as much fun. And I was wondering, how do you balance your inspiration with the things that, you know, like the planning and all of the things that are required, the managing and all the things that are required in business to make it successful? How do you create a balance between those two worlds?
You know, I'm a very visionary, creative person. So those details are just huge burnouts for me, Vicki. I really chunk them up into small pieces. You know, I'm lucky in the aspect that my inspiration is really what fuels my planning and my goals. So when I'm working on planning and goals, that part all folds together with inspiration for me. So that's kind of a hand-in-hand thing. But when you get into those, what I call the icky business stuff, you know, working on your financials and working on the administrative stuff and those kinds of things, I really have to chunk it up, and I'll do 15 minutes or a half hour at a time, and then I do something inspirational. And it really helps to have a timer, and you say, you know, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes or 1 hour or whatever your time frame is, and you set that time and you sit there till it's done, and then I reward myself with doing something I like to do.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so then it actually becomes a pleasant part of the whole process then.
It does. And, you know, I am very much into rewards and recognition, maybe from my HR background, I don't know. But so it's that, okay, if I get this done, then I get to do this fun thing. And, you know, there are times where I actually get into what I'm doing that way because I know I'm going to focus, so I do. And I might spend an extra 10 minutes and then I'm, you know, do the happy dance and I go do my fun thing, whether that's working on a new program or, you know, writing thank you cards to my clients or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think going back to that level of art of communication is really a wonderful thing. It's almost like a lost art anymore, you know, with emails and everything so high tech. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I think it's such an important part of, you know, the gratitude and so forth that you show for people in such a big way.
And I think, you know, people laugh. My mother will tell you stories about, I love mail, and I used to be a little kid waiting at the mailbox for the mailman. I still love to get mail and junk mail. So if I get a card or a letter in the mail, it's so meaningful. So I love to send them as much as I love to receive them.
I think that that's true for everyone, especially handwritten cards. It's just, you know, it's an art of days gone by, and it's sad because it's really wonderful, but it's also really effective.
Yes.
Because it doesn't happen that often. So I'm so thrilled you mentioned it and that you're actively doing that. I was wondering, when you look at all of the work that you're doing and, you know, the transition that you've made in order to really help people and contribute in this way where you can help them become successful in the arenas where they really not just survive but thrive, what would you like to see that turn into for future generations? Almost if you looked at it from a global impact, you know, the impact it would have on the world, almost like a legacy. What does that look like for you?
I want people, especially young adults, just because, you know, when we talk about future generations, I want people to be able to find their genius and to be their true self so they can live an authentic life and share themselves with the world. We really need to have people stop hiding from themselves as well as the world. If we continue to hide ourselves, we rob the world of wonderful possibilities. And there are so many wonderful people and things available. And I think everybody just falls into what's expected, and we can't make change that way. So if people start breaking out and showing their real selves, true kindness, generosity, gratitude, the world will be a better place.
That is so true. And only by showing that fully, you know, in each of our own unique ways, that's the only way that we can make it happen in the world. The world needs all of us to be able to do that. That's why I congratulate you so much, and I think the work that you're doing is so incredibly important.
Thank you.
You know, you inspire so many others. Who and what inspires you?
You know, my parents have always been a huge source of information as well as inspiration. sadly, I lost my dad and my stepfather both at very young ages, but they do inspire me still today. And my mom has always been my steady Eddie. My children inspire me to be a good role model and a good leader for them. But like I said earlier, you know, there are so many people that inspire me just when I get to watch the spark in somebody's eyes when they're, you know, when I'm working with them one-on-one or if they're in a session that I'm doing or if I hear from them that I've inspired them and they've achieved something they may not have otherwise achieved or that they didn't think was possible, that is a huge, huge motivator for me.
Sherry, do you have an example of one of those that you could just share with us briefly? Either, you know, something that you have recognized in others or something in yourself that really has shown people forging forward and finding themselves and living themselves fully?
Yeah, there's so many. I think one of my favorites is I worked with a client. I'm going to try to keep this so that it's not identifiable here.
Sure, absolutely.
I worked with a client who lived their life according to society's rules, we'll say, following the path that other people thought they should take, going to the proper school, getting the proper education, marrying the proper person, etc. And this person always felt that they weren't in the right place, that they weren't doing what they wanted, they were doing what they were supposed to. And through lots of hard work, that person made some major life changes, and it was not easy by any stretch of the imagination. This person gave up the lifestyle and the position in their career that they were used to live the passion that they wanted. It was moving from the corporate world into an artistic nature, mm-hmm. as well as living an alternative lifestyle and not being married to somebody of the opposite sex. And, you know, this person was not of a young age, I would say more of a middle age at that point. And it really caused a lot of challenges. There was some, we could say, heartache for friends and family of this person. But overall, today, this client has just so much more passion and will to live and really feels like they are living the life they were meant to live. Mm. And every time I see and talk to this person, they have a spark in their eye they didn't have before. They have a bounce in their step. And it's so fun to see somebody happy that really just kind of lived in a different character for so long.
That is so beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So do you have maybe an exercise or something, some piece of advice or tip that you could give us all to get us moving into our own authenticity and then living there as often and as much as possible?
Listen to your gut. If you're doing something and it doesn't feel good, and I know that's not concrete and people want something black and white, but really if your tummy's upset every day when you go to work, that's telling you something. Listen to how you feel. Your body, your emotions are your best indicator, and work with that. That's the first step. Figure out what's working and what's not working in your life. And again, if you go to my website and download the free e-course, Surviving to Thriving, it will walk you through some of these steps. But my biggest, most valuable tip I can give you is to listen to your emotions. Feel your feelings.
That's so great. And, you know, time with you has just flown by, Sherry. Could you give everyone your website so that they could connect with you and gain more of the great wisdom you've shared?
Absolutely, Vicki. The website is www.sherryyantis.com, and that's SHARRYYANTES.com.
Perfect. Sherry, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed the time with you and all the great information you've shared. It's been a great learning experience for me, and I'm sure for everyone listening.
Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And thanks so much and have a wonderful week.